Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Mike Coates here, presenting the second hour today of Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And it's good to have colleague John Yule back at the Shabak mine with his sleeves rolled up, raring to go. My opening track today, Whisper Not, a true jazz standard, was played there in 1957 by its composer, Benny Golson. Sadly, however, I have to report that tenor saxophonist, composer and arranger Benny Golson died on Sunday last. He was 95. That recording of Whisper Not was taken from the contemporary record album Benny Golson, New York Scene. The accompanying musicians were Art Farmer trumpet, Julius Watkins French horn, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Benny Golson on tenor, of course, Gigi Grice alto, Saheb Shehab on baritone sax, Wynton Kelly was the pianist, Paul Chambers bass, and Charlie Persip played drums. It was recorded in New York City on the 14th or 19th of October 1957. And I'll have a couple more Benny Golson memories later in the programme. Chances are that if you had a serious record collection in the late 1950s to middle 1960s, there would have been in that collection an album called The Big Reunion. Here is a selection from the disc. The selection is King Porter Stomp, and the group was named the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. It consisted of Rex Stewart, Emmett Berry, Taft Jordan and Joe Thomas on trumpets, J.C. Higginbottom, Benny Morton and Dickie Wells trombones, Garvin Bushell, Hilton Jefferson played altos. Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster were our tenor players, with Haywood Henry providing a baritone solo. Buster Bailey, and I should have placed him at the start of the reed section, was on clarinet. Red Richards played piano, Al Casey played guitar, and Bill Pemberton was on bass. Jimmy Crawford was the drummer for this session, which was recorded in New York City on between the 22nd and 26th of November 1957. So, King Porter Stomp by the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. We'll be right back. King Porter Stomp. As may be judged from the personnel I gave, the name of the group was derived from the number of musicians in the lineup who at one stage or another had featured in the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. One unusual feature of the issue was that it was not from one of the recognised big organisations or recognised labels of the day, nor a much smaller independent specialist in, say, rhythm or blues or similar genre. Nor could it be obtained from usual record retailers. It was sold only through mail order by an organisation called the Concert Hall Society in America. Its affiliated jazz music label was called Jazz Tone, and it's some of the releases on this label I shall be playing in the next minutes or so. Incidentally, another important aspect of the Jazz Tone label was that it did not, by and large, feature reissues from other labels, but many of the sessions were actually brought about under the aegis of the organisation. And as a result of that, it really meant that a number of musicians who we don't hear a lot on Swing Time, I'm able to present. A bit more about that later. One of the best releases by this label was by Coleman Hawkins. The label started its life in 1955, but on this and other recordings, certainly on this Coleman Hawkins recording, the actual date of the session was November 1954, so they obviously got their act together before launching on the general public. So we're about to hear Lullaby of Birdland by Coleman Hawkins and his all-stars, who are Emmett Berry trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, Coleman Hawkins tenor, Billy Taylor piano, Milt Hinton bass with Joe Jones drums, recorded in New York City on the 8th of November 1954, the Coleman Hawkins and his all-stars version of Lullaby of Birdland. Thank you. excellent solo by pianist Billy Taylor on that track, I thought. A pianist who I don't think we hear sufficient of. Perhaps I'll look into that for a later programme. Because of the restrictive nature of distribution, not too many jazz tone records reached the UK at that time. And although certainly there have been CD reissues, although not on a jazz tone label, even now they are not well known, and consequently, as I mentioned earlier, some of the musicians have not cropped up too often, certainly not on Swing Time. Rather less known in this group is the New Orleans clarinetist Tony Parente. Although recorded in New York City, he still looked to his Crescent City background for the repertoire that he presents on his disc on Jazz Tone. And he did have a fellow New Orleanian to assist him on the front line. A couple of tracks coming up from Tony Parente. First of all, Frankie and Johnny, a well-known and well-loved track, well, by the traditionalists anyway. And with Tony Parente on clarinet, we have Henry Red Allen trumpet, Tyree Glenn trombone, Hank Duncan piano, Milt Hinton bass, and George Wetling on drums. The recording was made in New York City on the 29th of August 1955. Frankie and Johnny.
Thank you. Yeah.
In the trio version of Maple Leaf Rag, taken from the same recording session, some fine piano solos there from Hank Duncan. This is Mike Coates hosting the second part of Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. A number of selections in my presentation today from the original Jazz Tone label. A similar mainstream group to the one we heard earlier in the Fletcher Henderson record, offered with the same release of the Big Challenge album. This Big Challenge aspect of the session comes from the cutting contest from each pair of instrumentalists as they each solo through the Ernie Wilkins composition, which is called Alphonse and Gaston. They each solo through the performance, and I'll leave it to the discerning Swing Time listeners, including Mr. Yule, to determine which solos, when and where, and who cuts who. For my money, and for what it's worth, where the trumpet sections are concerned, Cootie just shades Rex. So, the Big Challenge, Alphonse and Gaston. The name of the album is The Big Challenge, and it's under the leadership of Cootie Williams and Rex Stewart, Cootie playing trumpet, Rex playing cornet. With them are Lawrence Brown and J.C. Higginbottom competing on trombones, Coleman Hawkins alongside Bud Freeman. I wonder who comes out best there. And the rhythm section for each of the competing brassmen are Hank Jones piano, Billy Bauer guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Gus Johnson drums. A cutting contest, the Big Challenge. Well, I hope you made a note which musician came out top on each pairing. Questions will be asked later. At the start of the programme, I said there would be further memories of Benny Golson, and I can quite see that Benny Golson and his work will be cropping up quite frequently over the next weeks or so. I presume that many people, looking at Benny's compositions, would associate the next track with trumpet players, because it brings back, as far as Golson was concerned, fond memories of the time he spent alongside this trumpeter, or the trumpeter of the tune, when they both played in an early Lionel Hampton band. Here it's played at the Newport Jazz Festival in July 1957 by a Dizzy Gillespie big band, which certainly included Benny Golson in the brass lineup section. I remember Clifford.
We'd like to play a number now, ladies and gentlemen, that was composed by our very talented tenor saxophonist Benny Golson. It's a tribute to the late genius of the trumpet, Clifford Brown. He calls this one "I Remember Clifford." Thank you.
other notable names in that Dizzy Gillespie big band at Newport in July 1957 included Lee Morgan, trumpet. The trombone section consisted of Melba Liston, Al Gray and Chuck Connors trombones, and alongside Benny Golson in the sax section was Ernie Henry and Billy Mitchell. The rhythm section consisted of Wynton Kelly, piano, Paul West bass and Charlie Persip on drums. It wasn't only as a tenor player, composer and arranger that Benny Golson made significant contributions to jazz. Along with Art Farmer and with a tremendous amount of encouragement, initially from Art Blakey, Benny and Art Farmer in 1959 formed the Jazz Tet, which, although it disbanded in 1962, was still doing recording sessions in 20 years later in 1982. So, here with another well-known Golson composition is the original Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet playing Killer Joe. And the Jazz Tet consisted of Art Farmer trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Benny Golson on tenor, McCoy Tyner was the pianist, Addison Farmer bass, and Lex Humphreys on drums. Recorded in Chicago, early February 1960. This is Killer Joe, which will take us out, and I promise more Benny Golson in subsequent programmes.
We'd like you to meet a friend of ours who goes by the name of Killer Joe. Picture a so-called hippie or hip cat standing on a corner in a neatly pressed, double-breasted, form-fitting pinstripe suit, a pair of pointed-toed shoes with bold white stitches around the soles, a black shirt, long white tie, a black pencil mustache, and, of course, a very wide-brimmed black felt hat. Killer Joe always has a pocket full of loot, but only the kind that jingles. You see, he likes to play the horses. He is most certainly a ladies' man. As a matter of fact, he is always willing to accept cash contributions from them for any cause, namely his own. The most important thing about Killer Joe that you have to know is that he's very much against manual labor. Killer Joe.
Thank you. We'll be right back.